Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The red-hot housing market took a breather last month. The National Association of Realtors says that existing home sales slipped 2% in August from July and fell 1.5% from a year ago. But the market is still competitive. Many homes are still selling above listing price and receiving multiple offers, and the average home sold in August was on the market for 17 days, unchanged from July. U.S. stocks rebounded this morning as investors await the Federal Reserve's statement on the health of the economy and potential changes to monetary policy. By midday, the Dow Jones Industrials were up nearly 400 points, or 1.1%. The S&P 500 was up about 1%, and the Nasdaq was up nearly 0.9%. In a study led by drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech regarding their COVID-19 vaccine in pregnant women has been complicated by slow enrollment. Researchers say that's likely to delay results that could help inform physicians about how the shots affect expectant mothers and their babies. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist in your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.